This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everyone, welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of March. On our show this week, my first guest from Deal or No Deal, new season coming up, Howie Mandel. Mary McCormick, great actress from the show The Kids Are All Right on ABC, will be joining us. One funny guy, comedian Jeff Allen will be here. And an Olympic legend, Mark Spitz. Next hour, one of the advisors of President Trump, David Bossie, has penned a book called Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. He'll be joining us. One of only two ladies that ever escaped the murders of Ted Bundy, and that's Kathy Kleiner. It is a remarkable story you have to listen to. We have members of the Duggars family from their TV show Counting on TLC, and we're going to talk about Sunshine Vacations with Kaylee Edwards. So that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Well, our next guest is known for many things. One of the things on our show that he's known for is the fact that he's been with us many, many times in the past, but we haven't talked to him in a while, so I'm very anxious to get back with him. And he's going to be premiering with a show that's coming up this week, okay, the 12th, and then we'll be on a regular schedule starting the 19th with Deal or No Deal and our friend Howie Mandel. Hi, Howie. Nice to have you back again, my friend.
It's good to be back.
You know, I've been at Universal for over 25 years, and the one time, the very one time that I go on hiatus, you come down here and film Deal or No Deal at Universal Studios. What are the chances of that?
Well, they asked me to come, and I said, well, Ron, give me Ron's schedule, and I got your schedule, and as soon as I knew you weren't there,
you were
locked
there.
It in.
Well, I'll tell you something.
I locked it in.
There's a man.
I don't want the mystery of your voice. I didn't want to break that mystery. You know, they say you don't want to meet your heroes, and you are my hero. Oh. And I love talking to you, and I love working with you. I just didn't want to see you in person because I knew that you, not me, that you would be disappointed.
Yeah, because I know what you look like. There's no disappointment there. But, you know, early days in radio, I used to get these phone calls from these young ladies late at night saying, hi, Ron, what are you doing after you get off the air? And then I would go meet them, all right? Mistake number one.
Can I tell you something, Ron? If the women have the exact same voice as you just mentioned, I wouldn't have gone and met them. They sound sounded like you.
Well, and I'm a little bit of a narcissist. If it sounds like me, that's already two belts in my favor. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Hey, congratulations on this, though. All kidding aside with the fact that I missed you, Deal or No Deal. Now, this Wednesday, there'll be back-to-back new episodes from 8 o'clock and the 9 Eastern time.
CNBC is the new home.
Yeah.
CNBC is the new home of Deal or No Deal at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. And I can't think of a better home for this show. That this network is all about money. Deal or No Deal is all about money. This will encompass, you know, and they've been switching more to entertainment, but entertainment with kind of a takeaway. If you think of The Profit or even Shark Tank, you know, those are where you learn something. Now this is a show that's even more in the kind of broadcast kind of entertainment value, in the sense that a 5-year-old or a 95-year-old can sit down and join you, and not only are you going to be compelled by this great piece of entertainment and this emotional roller coaster, but I think there's some takeaway. I think you could scream at the TV and you can discuss, and it's risk versus reward, and it's incredibly relatable because there's no skill involved. There's no trivia. There's no physical acumen. There's just, you know, just play the game. And anybody, you know, and it goes to show you, like, even since the show has been on the air, it's a huge hit, even at Dave and Buster's, for the kids to play the Deal or No Deal game in arcades, you know, or in casinos. They have the slot machines. So it's still a brand that people know and recognize, and now it's back bigger and better than ever. Still the $1 million, still 26 models, new banker. She's a female. She's shrewd, and she's a big force to contend with. You know, you have to go up against, because the contestant is now given one little twist where they can counteroffer
right
once a game, and they can negotiate. So that gives them a little more control than just luck.
I'll be honest with you. I like that counter-offer situation, because that kind of puts it in the realm of, hey, you know, let's bargain on the sticker price a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's got to make sense.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, you can't just say, you can't get an offer for $100,000 and say, I'll tell you what, $1 million, I'll go.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. So it's got to make sense.
You mentioned the fact of being on CNBC. Now, of course, anybody who is familiar with CNBC, and that's everybody, knows that, of course, during the day, it's a lot of news with the business news network. But at night, as you alluded to, you got The Profit, Shark Tank, Leno's Garage, The Deed, American Greed, which fits right in. So this show on that channel is a no-brainer.
That's what I said.
That's what I said, too.
And I'm thrilled that they, you know, they asked me to be a part of it. You know, they bought the show, and then they came to me and said, Howie, do you want to host again?
But wait a minute now.
Yes, please.
Somewhere along the line, somebody told me that you are not only the host, but also the executive producer these days. So you're not just...
But as the executive producer, I am. Okay. I am. But okay, there's, you know, Scott St. John and Michonne Nix and all the people at Truly TV and CNBC put it together as executive producer. I was involved with craft service. For those that don't know the business, I put together the snack array backstage.
My experience with craft service is when they asked me to be in a Superman series, and they said, you're an extra, so you sit at the table without the doily type of table cover, and the main actors sit at the table with the little wax paper table covers. You know, you have to have that distinction.
Well, I'll tell you, Deal or No Deal, maybe we got not such a good deal. We have no doilies.
No doilies, okay.
I haven't heard the word doily in a long time.
I haven't
doilies,
I can't believe I said that.
That's a new game, Doily or No Doily.
Doily or No Doily, hosted by Howie Mandel, because you're, you know, so used to saying Deal or No Deal, doily and No Doily would fit in great. You know when you hit a chord with the American public, when the name of a show or a line in the show becomes like a vocabulary part, you know, like,
yeah,
give me a break.
I don't know what give me a break.
I guess the line I'm thinking of, which is going down.
Wasn't it amazing when a show has a line you can't even remember? Deal or No Deal has a line like that too.
No, but I've seen television.
What's the line from Deal or No Deal that we don't remember?
Is this a deal or no deal?
There you go.
There you go.
Remember that one. So that's better than give me a break.
What is Dynamite? What show is Dynamite from?
Good Times.
Good Times. Okay. Well, that was close, you know. Give me a break. Good Times. Give me a break. Now, you have some really exciting guests on this show. You got a guy that's coming in from Brooklyn native. That's always a good kind of guest. You got a couple that wants to go back to their farm life in Ohio and win $1 million. And are you involved, Howie, at all in the process of finding these very well-heeled, level-headed contestants?
I am not. The casting is just very relatable people, most from, you know, all walks of life and all different, it kind of reflects what America is and who America is, and that's really important as, when you're doing a television show, to have somebody standing on that stage that is like your uncle, that is like your mom, that is like your kid, that you can relate to, so that when they're playing the game, you could sit there and go, if I was in that position and I had $100,000 offered to me, this is what I would do. And it's all about relatability, and I think our casting department does a great job in picking people that you want to root for, that you want to win, and
everything else.
I think that's the key. The people are the key to this show. This is just pure humanity. I love the people that come and play, and my whole thrust as a host is to make sure that you leave better off economically.
I'm not saying this because you're on the show and you've been a friend of ours for a long time, but you do one hell of a job. Now, let me just remind everybody, 31-hour episodes were filmed at, as we mentioned before, Universal Studios, Florida. You know, I saw something that you did on America's Got Talent last season that really shocked me. I congratulate you for doing this. You went up on the stage, and you were so impressed by the talent that you hugged the talent. I don't think I've ever seen you hug anyone on television.
Well, hugging is not shaking hands. I'm okay. With hugging. I'm okay. I have three children. I just hand-to-hand combat is not my thing. Body-to-body, I'm okay with.
Yeah, it's funny she mentioned that, because when I mentioned it, my wife said, he'll hug, he just won't shake hands. And, of course, my first question was, how do you know that? And that was a little bit of a dicey situation. Take it all. How we do it. Mobbed and 13th seasons of America's Got Talent and Howie Mandel's Animals doing things on National Geographic. What a career, including a touring schedule. Now, with all this stuff, can you still go out on tour, Howie?
I do tour, yeah. I have a comedy special coming out in Showtime.
Great.
I tour all the time.
That's great. That's fantastic. You know, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years since Deal or No Deal ended. That is scary when you think about it. That's a long time, and it just seems like yesterday.
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun. Boy, there's a line you never hear anymore, That and doily is two things you very seldom hear anymore. But
I love to come on this show and reminisce.
There you go. It's an oldie show. We're all in that category. Hey, Howie, congratulations, okay? It's called Deal or No Deal with the host and now executive producer Howie Mandel. Howie, do me a favor. Come back and let's talk about the special you're going to be doing, okay?
Love to.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Howie. Nice having you back again, okay, my friend? Bye-bye. Now, stick around because we're just getting started. Yet to come, actress Mary McCormick from The Kids Are All Right on ABC. Funny comedian Jeff Allen's going to be joining us. One of the biggest legends in Olympic Championship, Mark Spitz, on the show today. David Bossi, who has a book called Trump's Enemies. And the one of two women who ever survived an attack by the monster of Ted Bundy. She'll tell her story, Kathy Kleiner. And also from TLC, the Duggars family, they are back with another season, the new show that's beginning its fourth season, and that's called Counting On. And then we have Kelly Edwards. A lot of stuff going to be happening, so stick around. By the way, check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to the homepage, you'll see this big icon. It says, Listen Live. And you can hear our latest show, this one, on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I was just telling our next guest before we went on the air that she used to be with us many, many times over the years. I haven't talked to her in a long time. I love what she does. She is a terrific actress. She really is, and she starred in a lot of things. Right now, though, it's The Kids Are All Right on ABC, Tuesdays at 8:30, 7:30 Central Time. Joining us right now is our friend, Mary McCormick. Hi, Mary. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I want to talk about all the things, including the show that you are now part of, but I have to tell you something. Your role in In Plain Sight was my favorite role that you've done. I thought that was a terrific role, and I remember that for part of those episodes, you were with child, were you not?
I was, yeah. It was really, in fact, the whole season, they wrote a season around my pregnancy, so it was hard to do, but I thought it made for good TV because, you know, we always, for years, you see women playing pregnant on TV, and they're sort of, you know, stick thin and not actually suffering, and I was not stick thin and suffering pretty hard. So it was, you know, good for reality. And it was, thank you for saying that. It was a great role, and I loved playing Mary Shannon.
It was a great role. I loved that show, and I got to tell you, if they brought it back, I think it would be a hit all over again.
So, boy, I would love to do it, yeah.
It was just done very, very well. And you were so, like, the character was, like, really on top of things, but then had kind of a screwed up personal life.
Yeah, I was going to say she was very cool and also pretty broken, so it was a nice combination to play.
Well, this show here now is actually inspired by the childhood memories of the executive producer, Tim Doyle, set in the 70s, which is great for me, and is a traditional Irish Catholic family. Now, there are eight boisterous boys who are living in this home. You've got 10 people, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, and everyone is in it for itself. This is something that I really believe that the baby boomers and even maybe the millennials could really relate to. You know, I mean, you bring in something that has empathy with the audience.
I hope so. I mean, I do think there is something for everybody. I know that's always a cliche when people are talking about TV, but my kids watch it and love it, and they don't really get the 70s stuff. You know, they're interested in it. They're like, wait, did you really drive in the front with a baby in your lap and no seatbelt? I'm like, yes, we did. Can't believe it, how we actually lived. But they enjoy it just for the sort of storylines and the kids and the, you know, the sitcom quality of it and the good writing. But I think there is something for everybody. I mean, when I watch it, and when my cudlets, who plays my husband, Mike Cleary, when we walk around the set, we walk around going, oh my God, remember these, or remember this, I had this, you know.
Right.
So there is a certain nostalgia that's fun. But the times are similar. I mean, you know, when you look at America today, we're pretty divided, and 1972 was pretty divided. You know, there was a lot of change, and change is painful and also funny. So I think it's, we have a lot of similarities with 1972. At least I, from where I see it, every time I read the script, I go, oh my God, that's just, that could be written about now, you know. So that part's really nice. And women's role is changing. And, I mean, that's really fun to play. Peggy Cleary is a great part to play. Keeping eight boys in line, or I should say nine with my husband,
is a
wonderful role.
I always thought that the 60s were turbulent, but now that you bring back some memories of the 70s with the Watergate and
Vietnam and Watergate, and it was early 70s. I mean, the show was set in 72, so it was sort of in the crux of the big changes, you know.
Do you have to get... See, I would love to go on a set of a time... piece type of television or movie and have everything perfect. You know, for example, cars. They always break up because they say, this happened in 1959, and they see a 63 Chevy drive in, you know. You have to have everything really perfect for fanatics like me, do you not?
You do. You try not to cheat that stuff. I mean, because people are smart and you don't, you want to get it right. I mean, luckily we live out here where there's all kinds of pictures. We call them picture cars, and they have every single, I mean, it's fun to see even the picture cars show up. The other day I was driving to work with a location shoot, and I drove by like seven picture cars, and I thought, that's got to be going to my show, because they were all, you know, early 70s, late 60s cars. It was sort of fun to see them on the 101.
How cool is that? Now, you know, your talent, and I really mean this, Mary, is so varied. I mean, you can go from comedy to drama. Tony Award nominated for your role in Broadway's Boeing, and of course we mentioned in Plain Sight, The West Wing, you know, your opposite role of Howard Stern in Private Parts, Newsroom. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I understand that you're going to make kind of a cameo appearance, too, in Murder Mystery on Netflix next year?
Oh, yeah. I did a really creepy horror movie. It was so much fun. I've never done something like that, so that was a ball. And I'm also in a couple episodes of Will and Grace, one episode this season coming up. Yeah, it's really fun. I played Grace's sister. Kelsey Handler played my girlfriend.
Here you are, this beautiful actress. But when you started off in this business at, what, 12, 13 years old, you claim that you look like an 8-year-old boy. I can't visualize that. And you had a role. You had a role in a play because you were the only person, there was no boys in town that could sing, so they picked on you and turned you into a boy.
That's right. It was Amal and the Night Visitors, a light opera. But I did play Amal, and it was so much fun just doing it. It was a play at a church. It wasn't professional, but it was a good play and a good production. But it gave me my first sort of real experience in a real play, and I just loved it. So I thought, oh, my God, this is for me. But I didn't start professionally acting until after college, so I didn't move to New York until I was 23, so actually I got quite a late start. Well, I mean, I considered myself very young, but in this day, the way the business works these days, that's very late. My parents wouldn't let me work professionally as a kid. I mean, I would live near New York, so I see professional kids, and some kids in my town auditioned for stuff and would leave school or McDonald's commercials, and I always wanted to do it, but they smartly said no.
You know, it's funny about that. Because I live, you know, our studios were in Universal Studios for so many years, 23 years. And, you know, they always wanted to put my sons in shows. And I thought it was cute and everything else. And they did. They did some stuff with John Goodman and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is that I think it's wise sometimes to let them grow up. Because sometimes when you start very, very young, boy, it just doesn't work out, you know. And you've seen that in Hollywood a million times, I'm sure, Mary.
I have. And I think, you know, look, there's kids, 8 kids on my show. And their parents are there.
Right,
and they're
right
on it. And the kids are really well adjusted. I think they've gotten better at it, you know, is the answer. But I was growing up in the 70s, and I think there was less of a handle on kids' health on sets and kids' mental health and kids' the balance in their lives. And I think also it depends on what your parents are able and willing to do. My parents couldn't be on set with me, you know, so there, I think for my family it was the right decision, and I'm glad I went to college and all that, and I had a sort of a normal, very average growing up experience, and then moved to New York and started studying and working there. But so it worked out for me. But these kids, I mean, I have to say, I am super impressed with these kids. They're all really good and nice. And, I mean, you know, so far we'll see. I'm sure one of them will turn.
Well, you know, I think sometimes these child actors are living out the dream of their parents half the time, you know, where they...
That's what you have to be aware of,
That's dangerous.
I hope not.
I tell you, I hope that you have hundreds of episodes of The Kids Are All Right.
Oh, you're so sweet, Ron.
Tuesdays
Thank
at 8:30.
It's 7:30. Really fun.
Oh, it's a great show. And as I mentioned, Tuesdays at 8:30, 7:30 Central Time on ABC. Now, Mary, you got to do me a favor, all right? You got to come back more often, okay? This once every 5-6 years thing isn't going to work. We got to see each other on the show.
Nonsense, isn't it? I know.
So let's do it.
Come on. I'm happy to do it.
Okay, well, look forward to having you back real soon, and congratulations on the show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me.
Mary McCormick has been our guest, and the name of the show is Kids Are All Right, Tuesdays at 8:30, 7:30 Central Time on ABC. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke at CPAC. He said his comments on the death of American college student Otto Warmbier in North Korea have been misinterpreted.
And I'm in such a horrible position because in one way I have to negotiate. In the other way, I love Mr. and Mrs. Warmbier, and I love Otto. And it's a very, very delicate balance. He was a special young man, and to see what happened was so bad.
There's a tentative agreement in the week-long Oklahoma-California teachers' strike over money, class size, and school resources. A vote is expected this weekend by the rank and file. President Keith Brown of the Oakland Teachers Association.
The people of Oakland have spoken. The people of Oakland is saying that our students are a priority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Well, I got to tell you something that happened today, okay? I'm in my office, and I go on YouTube, and I'm watching some of the videos of our next guest, who I'm very familiar with, but I just wanted to see what he was up to these days, and I start laughing. And then before you know it, our producer comes in, and then my secretary comes in, and before it's all said and done with, he's got standing room only in my office, okay? I mean, he's like so loud in my office. He's one funny guy. He's co-headlining CRTV's Make Comedy Great Again Tour. Joining us right now is Jeff Allen. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, my friend?
Great, Ron. How you doing, man? What an intro. Thank you so much.
I meant that, though. You know, you were doing the routine about the Volkswagen, and you were doing the routine about your son buying a pickup truck for $32,000, where he only had $9 in a jar.
And a Folgers can. That's exactly it.
Funny stuff. But, you know, I failed to mention that in addition to this tour that you have, you have been on Showtime, Comedy Central's Premium Blend, VH1 Stand-Up Spotlight, Glenn Beck, Huckabee, comedy series Bananas, Happy Wife, Happy Life comedy special, and you have performed for the Grand Ole Opry, Bill Gaither's Homecoming, George W. Bush's presidential inauguration, the National Prayer Breakfast, and you do all of this, and funny as can be, with no blue humor.
My wife would punch me.
Yeah, there is hope in America, you know what I'm saying? You really pull on the fact of your family, do you not, Jeff?
Yeah, and also with this tour, you know, we like to call it old school. It was interesting. Somebody said to me recently, can you work clean with no politics? And I said, I sure hope we can, because I'm tired of politics.
Right.
And, you know, when I started comedy in 78, 40 years ago, there was a line through the society. You know, they used to call it the edge, and the comics that were edgy would go to the edge and step over. Well, we figured out the line has been obliterated culturally for years. So we decided to self-impose a line. I call myself counterculture now, man. I'm the edgy guy. I work clean. So
when you started, did you push the envelope a little bit?
I did. I was. I wanted to be Richard Pryor and George Carlin and those guys. You know. And then there came a point in my 30s where I realized I was too clean to be dirty and too dirty to be clean. So I was just kind of. I was offending corporations and in the clubs I was just another one of a thousand guys. So I started paying my son 25 cents for every cuss word that came out of my mouth, and I was losing a lot of money. And I realized when I heard my kids using the same language, we were invited to school once because my son said some things to his teacher that were not kind. I looked her right in the eye and I said, I'd love to tell you, I have no idea where he heard that kind of language. But the truth is, my wife and I use a lot of that. So anyway, we made some changes, and 20 years later, it's worked out.
Well, good for you. You know, I'm not a prude by no means. You know, after you've
been
around. Yeah, well, you've seen, heard everything. Nobody can shock me anymore, okay?
Right.
But the fact is, it's like when Andrew Dice Clay or George Carlin, as you mentioned, came out with the 7 words you can't use on radio and television. It was such a shock. It was no different than Elvis Presley or the Beatles or Frank Sinatra during his time. It was so different. Then what happens is it becomes norm. I like Chris Rock, but I can't watch him that much anymore because the shock value is gone. They're just using those words. And again, I'm not a prude.
Well, that's what I said. Dice Clay was the guy.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him on a special, and I said to my wife, the next guy that's going to break through and be successful dirty is going to have to go beyond that.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, and I said, there's no way I could do that kind of stuff. There's just no way. It's just not in me. So, you know, it was easy for me because I didn't really do a lot of – I always talked about my family anyway. Someone said to me, what did you do before you had a wife and kids? I go, I starved. I had nothing to talk about.
Right, right.
You know? And I started going to therapy, and I realized all she did was laugh at me anyway, so why should I pay for this? I'll just take it to the stage.
Yeah. When you go into some of the clubs now, will they say to you, you know, Jeff, we really had a lot of success with the guy in before you because every other word was a four-letter word. Do you get any confrontation for that? I mean, do they say, yeah, you're too clean? I mean, you played for Bill Gaither's
Homecoming. No, people that hire me, they know. That's the beauty of YouTube. I haven't had a problem. I do probably three or four clubs a year. We're in theaters now doing this Make Comedy Great Again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were just at the Schubert in New Haven.
Oh, wow.
And it was interesting because they're filming people coming out. And what we kept hearing was from people, you know, in their 50s and 60s, there were a lot of young people there. And that's my goal. I, you know, when we started the tour, I said, my goal is to get three generations out. If you can get the grandparents, the parents, and then the teenage kids out for a night of entertainment, that's amazing. You know, when I was a kid, we only did the Ice Capades as a family because everybody hated it equally. You know? My father would look and say, shut up, get in the car, we all hate this, you know, ice skating. And so that was it as far as family entertainment. And, you know, we were at the Schubert, and to see grandparents, parents, and kids out together laughing, the compliment that I got was, this is the way Johnny Carson used to be.
Right.
This is the way, you know, the comedy. I didn't think you could even find this anymore. So that's why we started calling it old school. You know, there's, all of us are, you know, I'm 62, you know, Ross is 62, and then the Tina is probably in her 40s, and Earl's probably the late 40s. You know, so there's probably over 100 years of comedy experience in this tour, and it's just a blast to be part of something that, you know, is a night of forget about what you got going on is enough with this 24-hour news cycle. And we're just, that's, you know, when they called me about this, because I knew it was CRTV, I said, look, I love CRTV, I love Levin, but I'm sick of politics, man.
Right,
I'm
right.
not going to do it.
Yeah.
And they said, no, that's all right. We don't want it. We just want to be able to bring families out and have a good time. So.
CRTV, he's kind of the anchor of that network.
Yeah, I think he created it.
Yeah, I think he created it, yeah. You're right about, though, bringing the entire family to it, because I often wondered why guys like Carlin, Andrew Dice Clay, you know, the list goes on. I'm a performer. I do a concert tour in the winter with a 15-piece orchestra here in
Oh, wow, great.
And I like to do songs. I like to do shticks that if my mother was in the audience, if my sons were in the audience, if my grandchildren were in the audience, I could show it to them. How the heck do you tell your daughter, who's like maybe 14, which, you know, guys like Carlin had, and say, watch this bit. And it's, wow, like, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, that was one of the things I heard some comics about Dice was, what's he tell his kids he do?
Yeah.
You know, do you
yeah,
want
right.
to be in that misogynistic? And, you know, anyway, again, I'm not faulting. You know, heck, the guy sold out Madison Square Garden in minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a definitely market for it.
Sure.
It didn't work for me.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way.
You know, Jeff,
Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. This just works for me. And I've always felt that comedy should have a little bit of truth involved in it. And so it's just easier for me to pick on my wife and kids.
Do you know what you do? You do, cleaned up fashion, what Carlin used to do, and that was you take events that are relatable but people wouldn't think of. In other words, if you're walking down the mall and you see the mall and you're just, I don't want to say a normal person but not a comedian, okay, you see things, but you see them the way someone like you sees them and turns them funny. I mean, for example, I knew there was that spare tire under the hood in the Volkswagen, but I never thought to incorporate it in a routine. I mean, that's
right.
A real talent. And people can relate to all of that.
Well, that's like, you know, somebody, it was funny, I was doing an interview last week and somebody says, 32 years of marriage, how do you keep the romance alive? And I go, we don't.
Yeah, you're right.
Who needs that kind of pressure? It
no.
took me 20 years to get her expectations low enough to where I can meet him on a regular basis.
I'm going to be married 45 years, okay?
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. Now, people say to me, what do you do? How do you do that? And I says, you have to have a common interest, whether it's golf, crocheting, playing cards, vacationing. And in my case, we both love me, and it seems to be working out very well at this point.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff, where can we go for all the dates where you're going to be at?
Well, mcgatour.com.
Cool.
Make Comedy Great Again tour.com. And I know we're in the process of putting together dates for 2019.
Right.
Where we're gonna. Right now, we're up in the Northeast. I'm going to Long Island Friday, and then Eastern Pennsylvania Saturday, and then we're in Tarrytown in Albany the following week.
Where in Pennsylvania?
Eastern.
Oh, Eastern. Okay. Well, are you going to be down in the Florida area?
No, but I'm hopefully next year. We're getting requests. He showed me a stack of emails from all over the country.
Good.
So we're hoping that 2019 we can hit the ground running and people will come out. We hope that we think there's a market for it. If the response from last weekend was the first weekend we were out, it was great.
Well,
it
do
was
me
really
a favor.
Great. People were just blown away the fact that you could do 2 hours of comedy without talking about politics and then cussing.
Right.
You know?
Well, you have my number. You keep it. When you get down to this area or you want to chat later on in the year or first part of next year, you let me know and we'd love to have
great,
you back.
Oh, great, Ron.
I'd really like to have you back. And if you're in this neck of the woods, I want to come down and see you. Good.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jeff. Our guest has been one funny guy, Jeff Allen. If you get a chance to see him in concert, do it. And, you know, pick up some of the stuff that he has done on CD and DVD and on YouTube. Really a funny man.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. Well, I think in the 28 years we've been doing this nationally syndicated show, this is the first time our next guest has been with us. And boy, I tell you, he's probably one of the most recognized Olympian stars ever in the history of Olympics. He's just unbelievable. If we ran down everything that he did as an Olympian, we would be here forever and ever and ever. Bringing on board right now to talk about a very important project is Mark Spitz. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you here, my friend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
I don't believe that we've gone all this time without having you here, but let's not let that happen again. Okay. Let's talk about something that you're involved with that I found fascinating. It's called HEFF. H-E-F-F, the Holocaust Education Film Foundation, a nonprofit organization of which you are not only a spokesperson, but on the board of directors. Tell us about it, Mark, because when I read through this, this is something that is long, long overdue.
Well, it's an organization that's aimed at preserving the impactful stories of the Holocaust survivors and through film and documentary form. There aren't that many survivors left, and time is of the essence, and so we're trying to get their stories told, and they're quite compelling. More importantly, it's how they've actually survived over the last 40 or 50 years, and how they've actually been positive to their community and themselves and people that they've touched and reached, and their stories are real, and it's a very visceral experience, these documentaries. They're almost an hour long, and they tell the story. We supplement them with actual footage of the horrific things that happened along the way of how we tell their stories.
You know, I think one of the problems we have in this country, and I'm not trying to be a philosopher by no means, Mark, but there are so many young people, maybe not so much the baby boomers, but certainly the millennials, that don't even know about the Holocaust. They hear about it. They hear the name, okay, but they really don't know what it's about. This is something that we must never, ever forget. And I'm assuming that this vehicle accomplished this memory in the minds of generations to come.
Well, that's the whole purpose. I mean, there's a lot of naysayers that say that it didn't happen, or it's hard to try to understand how somebody can see something that basically is not only in the documentary, but real footage of, you know, thousands of people in massive graves and horrific things that have been told about what happened in those concentration camps, of being the deniers that that's never happened. And like you just said, there's new generations that are not told about the story. It's almost like a byline. Well, in World War II, there was the Germans, and they had this thing called the Holocaust, and it was concentration camps, and six million people died, and that's it. And then they go on to, you know, the next, you know, soundbite. And that's very unfortunate, because these things are real, and people are being persecuted and killed, you know, even today as we speak, in smaller versions of Holocaust. And so these stories are important that they tell, and the impact that we try not to let these stories die, and that we don't want this to happen again, anybody for that matter.
Sure. You know, it's amazing to me that there are people that are living and breathing that deny this. I mean, that to me is unbelievable. You have different segments. For example, I know you tell a story called the Joe Engel story. Two that I found fascinating is the Dr. Susan Spatz story, and also a very famous television actor called From Holocaust to Hollywood, the Robert Clary story, which is the story about Robert Clary, who played on Hogan's Heroes, which always amazed me that he played on a show that was about the Second World War in Germany. But these are stories that are true and that are very mind-boggling and emotional to watch. Where can we see these? I mean, when you get this series put together, as you have already started, where are they available to view, Mark?
Well, a company called Dreamscape Media has basically been able to distribute these. And you can find these films on DVDs on Amazon and other outlets to be viewed. And also, they can be downloaded from educational purposes, and schools can download these things and look at them for viewing, for teaching about what took place through these storytelling vehicles that we have. It's funny you mentioned about the Robert Clary. I mean, ironically, in Hogan's Heroes, he played a POW prisoner.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually, so this was life imitating, you know, what really did happen to him. Being in a POW camp was terrible, I'm sure, but not as horrific as actually he lived in a concentration camp. And, you know, and the Joe Engel story, that, I mean, this guy basically took a leap off of a train to save himself. And had he not taken that leap, his story would have not been told, because he was being transported from one concentration to another to basically be exterminated. So You can't believe that these things happen, let alone we're trying to capture their stories.
You know, you talk about writing a book and being therapeutic. I wonder how Robert did this part that was so serious in his real life and then portrayed it as a comedy on television. I can't even imagine that transition.
Well, it's funny because I met him during the filming of the documentary and spent quite a bit of time with him, and he is actually quite a character and comic. I mean, and I think that part of his personality has been to make it comical because of the seriousness of it. It would be too sad if he took a different direction. So his life has been structured based on how he's been able to survive and basically give back to not only himself as living a fulfilling life, but one that everybody that he touches knows about these stories, and he was also quick and happy to be able to do a documentary about his story.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we're running out of time. I mean, we're running out of time to be able to talk to these survivors before they're all gone and we can't get it firsthand. So this is very important. And, Mark, congratulations not only your terrific career, but being part of the board of directors of the Holocaust Education Film Foundation. Is there a website we can go to, Mark?
Exactly what you just said. It's the Holocaust Education Film Foundation.
Great. Great. Mark, do me a favor. Please come back. Don't be a stranger here. You're a great guest and a great athlete.
Okay, well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Mark. Our very special guest is one unbelievable gentleman. We all recognize him, as I mentioned in the introduction, probably one of the most recognized personalities when it comes to the Olympics, where he won his 7th swimming gold medal and established 7 world records in the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich. He had captured the admiration of millions of people around the world who have seen his incredible performances on television, went on to work for ABC Sports in 1976, worked on many sporting presentations, including the coverage of the 76 Olympic Games in Montreal and the 84 Olympic Games in Los Angeles, and in 2000 was voted the Athlete of the Century in water sports and was one of the 6 best Olympians of the century voted by Sports Illustrated magazine. Quite a man, there is no question about it, and that is Mark Spitz, again on the board of directors of the Holocaust Education Film Foundation, HEFF. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world on our show, which, by the way, you can check out our latest program if you go to our website, ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there, hit the icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Plus, if you hit the Facebook icon, you and I can become friends on Facebook. We're going to pause. We're coming right back with more.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of March. I want to thank my guest this first hour from his new season of Deal or No Deal, Howie Mandel, Mary McCormick, star of The Kids Are All Right on ABC, comedian Jeff Allen, and Olympic legend Mark Spitz. Next hour, from the Trump administration, David Bossi has penned a book called Trump's Enemies. The deep state is undermining the presidency. He'll be here to talk about that. One of only two women to escape murder at the hands of Ted Bundy, Kathy Kleiner, talking about her experiences. Members of the Duggars family on TLC's Counting On, and Kelly Edwards talking about sunshine. That's next hour with Ron Sedgy today.